From Washington, the farm bill is trying its best to move in Congress, but they're on a recess right now. But the problem holding up the farm bill now is not food stamps as much as it is the commodity title. The Senate bill provides revenue protection, while the House bill is based on production cost. And with the World Trade Organization looking over their shoulders, which has already cost taxpayers money on a cotton decision, the WTO requirement is that government support must not influence planting decisions, or it will mess up the market. But how do you figure government assistance? One plan suggests base acres based on average recent plantings. Another argument is to base the aid on the farmer's real risk in cost of production. After a farm base has been established, farmers may plant any crop, but aid is provided on the current base on the farm. All of that is being discussed, and then you throw in other areas that are a problem, like the dairy provision, the conservation compliance, the SNAP program, the food stamp program, the crop insurance program, and it's major hard work on trying to come up with a five-year farm bill. But right now they're on recess. They'll be back in session on December the 9th. The committees are working behind the scenes this week to try to work out a compromise. Meanwhile, Tom Vilsack says he's going to set up a committee to start looking at permanent law. Remember, the permanent law will revert back to the law of 1938 and 1940s, and we'll be operating off of parity. But they don't want that because that will really increase the cost of commodities. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.